B'tachan for life, Shir 1763, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Parshias Behar B'Chukaisai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Yeshuas. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Yeshuas B'Kariv B'Seich Shar Yisrael. We are discussing smicha and how a person should be reliant and dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we gave a few examples previously. A person is stressed about a job. A person is stressed about their concern they might lose their job. A person is stressed how are they going to be able to finish what they have to do. You know, there are many, many scenarios, but the bottom line is, if you use a child as an example, the more dependent the child is on his parents, the less he is stressed. Every scenario of stress, whatever it is, your boss comes in and says, we have to get this out by this and this time, or the client's going to leave. Let's take a step back. Let's say the client leaves, what happens? You don't want the client to leave, I'm not disagreeing with that. But let's say the client leaves, let's say you don't finish. What's going to happen? Nothing. Whatever the outcome will be, but your parnassah is not going to change. Your job's not going to change. You might not want the client to leave, so then you have betachan that the client won't leave. You do whatever you could do, but ultimately you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bottom line. In every scenario that a person's in, every kind of stress, you take a step back and you think, what am I stressed about? What's bothering me? If I would be a child and I would understand that my parents taking care of me and all he asked me to do is whatever hishtadlus I'm able to do, which is what I'm doing, then that's it. I take a step back and I'm done. I did my hishtadlus like we elaborated from the Michtam Elio. My hishtadlus doesn't really help me. It's just something I have to do. But I believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the one that does it. I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm dependent on the Rebbeinu Shlom. And whatever happens, happens. If somebody comes in and tells me you're going to lose your job if you don't get this done, so you know what? I'll try to get it done. But if I can't, I might chas v'shalom lose my job. But you know what? I would have lost my job anyway. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom is the one that decides if I'm going to keep my job or not. If I want to keep my job, so I have smicha, I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Be'ez Hashem I'll keep my job. But a person has to take a step back and realize that we're dependent on the Rebbeinu Shlom. We just have to get into that mode of mind. Whatever you want to rely on, whatever attitude you want to have, the best attitude, like we spoke about a few days ago, is for a person to just generalize and say, the Rebbeinu Shlom is sending me my parnasa. I'm not getting caught up in the details. Children that are dependent on their parents don't get caught up in the details. So I don't either have to. The main point is, I am reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more I lean on Him, the more I depend on Him, the more He'll help me.